Okay, we're in lesson 10. Okay, now the reading passages that we have here. And this is now introducing, it's a different style of Pali. This is the Pali of the commentaries. This Pali style of the commentaries, and also later literature. This is, first selection is from Rasa Vahini. I think that's a collection of stories. It was probably written in Sri Lanka. And then the second passage is Dhammapada Attakatha. That's the Dhammapada commentary. Of course, the stories probably originate in India, but I think even the Dhammapada commentary was written in Sri Lanka. So it's a somewhat different style of Pali from the suttas. Actually, when you get used to it, it's easier than Sutta Pali in some ways. Okay, so let's take the first passage. E kasmin samaye satta ganang pahaya ekakova ekang vanang pavisi. Okay, e kasmin samaye. That means at one time. And this is the locative case. And in the suttas, when you have the opening of a sutta, evang me sutang ekang samayang bhagava sabatiyang viharati jaitapane. Ekang samayang, they use the ablative case. It's a special usage of, not the accusative case, it's a special use of the accusative to indicate something happening continuously over a period of time. But here now, commentarial Pali will go to the locative to indicate the time at which something occurs. Okay, satta ganang pahaya. Satta is the teacher, the master, that is, the Buddha. And ganang means a group. And pahaya means having abandoned. Pahaya is what form of the verb? It's a gerund, right? So having abandoned. Ekakova means, it's based on the word eka meaning one, but takes on the special meaning of alone. Egaren. So alone, and the is just Ava, it's short for Ava, which is emphatic, just to emphasize that he's alone. Ekang vanang pavisi means he entered one grove or woods. And pavisi is what form of the verb? Aorist. Aorist, yeah. The actual indicative form would be pavisati. But then, when this verb forms the aorist, it takes what's called the augment. Remember the additional A? And that augment comes between the prefix and the root. So the two A's combine to form pa. These. Then it takes to make a third person singular, just the I. Pa-visi. Okay, so now the Buddha at this time, he's left behind all of the crowd, all the monks, nuns, lay people, and he's just gone off to live alone in a woodland someplace. That story takes place. This was a time when there was a big conflict in the Sangha, the famous quarrel of Kosambi. It all erupted over a little incident of whether one should throw away the excess water in the toilet after washing, after flushing the toilet with a little leftover water, whether it should be discarded or could be kept in the vessel. And that flared up into a big conflict which divided the entire Sangha. Each side dragged in their followers in the lay community, so the whole Buddha's following was divided over this little issue. And then the Buddha tried to bring settlement of it, but the two sides kept on quarreling, so the Buddha just said, let me just abandon the Sangha and go off and stay alone. Okay, so now Parilayaka namo eko hati rajapi hati ganang pahaya tang vanang pavisi va. They will just stop at that point. Okay, what is the subject here? Subject of this clause. Well, that's describing the subject, the word that actually indicates the subject. Hati Raja. Okay, Hati is, do you know what Hati is? Yeah. And Raja is king. So this is a king elephant. That means like it's the herd of elephants has a big elephant that's the king of the herd. And somehow, I guess, the people in the village, the surrounding villages, they must have recognized that elephant and given it a particular name. And actually, the forest was also called Parilayaka. So this is the Parilayaka. Namo at the end means named. So it's the king elephant named Parilayaka. Okay, so this elephant, Hati Ganang Pahaya, he abandoned the herd of elephants and Tang Vanang Pavisipa and entered that same grove where the Buddha was. Bhagavantam Ekasa Rukasa Mule Nisinang Dispa. Okay, see, you notice here now how we're constructing a pretty complex sentence by adding on units that are created by using this gerund form. So you could put in a whole sequence of events just by using the gerund. Okay, so now the elephant, having seen Bhagavantam, Bhagavantam is the Blessed One, the Buddha. And what was the Buddha doing? You're always speaking. Let's see some of the others. Anybody else can tell me what the Buddha was doing? He was what? He was. What was he doing there? Yeah. So sitting, notice the word sitting, nisinang. Nisinang is accusative singular. So nisinang is describing Bhagavantam, also accusative singular. So it's saying what the Buddha was doing. So the elephant saw the Buddha sitting. And where was the Buddha sitting? A kasa ru kasa mule. Mule is root. So, and it's a locative, so the Buddha is sitting at the root of one tree. Okay, padena paharanto ruka mulang so sode pa. Okay, pada is foot, and padena is what case?
Instrumental.
So with the foot, of paharanto padena, paharati is to strike, to hit. Yeah, having hit with the foot, sodeva means having cleaned the foot of the tree, hitting it with the foot, striking with the foot, having cleaned the root of the tree. Sakam gahepa sammachi. Do you know sammachi? Is that given in the glossary? To sweep, yeah, that means to sweep. And how did he sweep it? Sondaya sakam gahepa. Sonda, that's a feminine ending in the long A, is the trunk of an elephant. And gahepa sakang. Sakang is a branch of the tree. And gahepa means having grasped, having grabbed. So having grabbed a branch with his trunk, he swept the area. I guess first he, with his foot, he cleaned it by hitting away the gross matter, maybe branches that had fallen, twigs and so on. Then with the branch of the tree, he swept to make it very clean. So it's all a very long sentence. Should I go over the whole sentence again?
Yes. Please.
Any questions? Okay. Okay, so one king elephant named Parilayaka. The P, I just noticed it. Hatiraja P, also having abandoned the crowd, the herd of elephants, entered that woods. Having seen the Blessed One sitting at the foot of one tree, he cleaned the root of the tree, striking it with his foot. He grabbed a branch with his trunk and swept that area. Any questions on this?
Yes.
Ena Paharanto, Mukamula, Sodeva. My problem when I was working through this was that I knew I had to start with Sodeva. But then I have a present participle. Paharanto. But I don't have a specific subject. Of course, I know the subject is entirely the elephant king. So then I thought that I would start with having claimed the root of the tree. So who is striking by foot? So it's, my question is, why isn't? I would think that it's the Paharanto, the Paharampena. So by striking by foot, with the foot striking.
No, but you see, paharanto is nominative, singular, so it's this, it has to agree. It's agreeing with the elephant, Tati Raja.
Okay.
So it's the elephant is striking with his foot.
Then what is the object for striking what? But then it's claimed the root, so am I claiming the root or am I striking the root? Or is this just implied that?
I think it's implied. Having cleaned the root of the tree, striking it with his foot.
Okay.
Striking with his foot, having cleaned the root of the tree.
Then I should just assume that that one accusative is shared by two verbs.
I think so,
Okay.
Okay, shall I go on to the next? Tatopataya. Here we have pataya. This is was discussed in the grammatical section. It's one of these post, what they call postposition. On page 140, and it has the meaning beginning with, from then on. Tatopataya, from then on. Tato is ablative, which means from that. Pataya means onwards, beginning or beginning with. What was the Chinese counterpart to that? I just came across it yesterday, but I don't remember. Ranho is after that. But there's another one which means from then on. Divase. This is duplication of day. Yeah, day after day. Or in other words, tian tian, every day. Same, the same principle, just duplicate. From then on, every day. Sondaya gatam gahetva paniyam paribhojaniya. Paniya paribhojaniya udakam aharati. Okay. Gatta is a jar, a jug. And gahetva, again we've had, is grab. Sondaya, trunk. So having grabbed a jug with his trunk, aharati is to bring. He brings. Suddenly they switch to the present tense. Maybe it's describing what they call the historical present. Okay, from then on, every day he brought, having grabbed a jug with his trunk, he brought water, paniya, to be drunk, and paribhojaniya, to be used. This is in Indian languages, they make the distinction of two kinds of water. Maybe every traditional culture has this distinction, when you get water from different sources. So the extra clean water is the water to be used for drinking. The ordinary water is water to be used for washing. Washing the body, washing one's belongings, clean vessels, dishes, bowls.
Paniya and paribhojaniya.
Bhojaniya.
What form of noun?
Yeah, they are originally gerundi, or future passive participles. Paniya means what is to be drunk. It comes from the root pa, to drink, which has a verb pivati, one drinks. So paniya is what is to be drunk. And paribhojaniya also is a future passive optative participle. Passive optative participle, what is to be used for other purposes.
Here
they're just talking in adjective. The water, yeah, the water. Water to be drunk and water to be used for washing. Okay, I'll continue. Unhodakena ati sati unhodakam patiyadeti. This is going to be very surprising now. Okay, unha means warm or hot. And udaka is still water. So when you have the A and U meet from unha plus udaka, the A and U merge to make an O, so it becomes unhodakena. And atte here means purpose or need. You say need. And sati means what? I was waiting for somebody to fall into that. No, but you could be excused because you weren't here for the lesson.
Is the locative present participle?
It's a locative plus locative present participle. What is its special function here?
The locative.
Exactly.
But I still couldn't understand this, even though I guessed it. But I couldn't.
Okay. Understand. Okay.
What does it mean? While something, but while what happens?
That's a good point. Here, I would say not while, but when.
When?
Literally it would be there being a need. In English, we would say for warm water. But in Pali, Sanskrit, you would use when you have a need, it goes with the instrumental. There being a need with warm water. Or we put it in normal English. When there was a need for warm water. Mm-hmm. Unhodakam patiya deti. The elephant prepared warm water.
What's that in the vocabulary list is particular sankha?
There must be another use of sati, because I don't think they're referring to this particular section. Oh, actually, locative singular. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's locative singular of santa, but santa here is not peaceful. But it's santa, which means being, existing.
Yeah, santa could be many different things.
Yeah.
Very hard to get. It's always absa.
Yeah. And you remember the locative absolute? This is used when a sentence has a subordinate or secondary clause, which describes something going on simultaneous with the main action of the sentence, but involving a different subject. So when, literally it would be when the need for warm water exists, here the subject, that's clause, atta is the subject. Then he, that is the elephant, prepared warm water.
Where is he?
It doesn't mention, but just because it's describing the action of the elephant, it doesn't. But if I were writing, I would have put just so,
right,
the subject. It seems.
It's not that obvious.
Yeah. But I think it is, because it's describing a series of actions done by the elephant. But it would have been better to have so, indicating the subject.
And then who's asking Katha?
The narrator. There's no conversation, so it's just the narrator. Okay, of course, when you read the sentence, the elephant preparing hot water, how is that possible? So you want to ask Katha. That's maybe the narrator is anticipating the reader's response. Okay, now he describes how. Katani gamsi va agin pateti. Okay, having gamsi va rubbed or scraped off, kata would be like pieces of fallen wood. Maybe firewood? Firewood, having like scraped off from the trees, from the brush. Agin pateti. What is pateti? Cause to fall.
Start the fire.
Oh, I see. I see the sense. I think the sense is now having rubbed together pieces of wood.
To be a fire.
Yeah, having rubbed together pieces of wood. He started a fire.
This is the elephant also?
Yeah.
It was a very talented elephant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so having rubbed together pieces of fire of wood, he started the fire.
And this is still historical present?
Yeah, let's use it, this is a present tense. Tata daruni pakipanto jaleva. Pakipati is to throw, and jalati is to make burn, or to kindle. Okay, so throwing daruni, pieces, daru is firewood, throwing pieces of firewood there into that fire, having made it flare up. Tatta tatta pasane pachiva. Pasana is stone, and pachiti is to cook. So having heated or cooked stones here and there, daru kandakena pavateva. Pavateti, I think it's to turn around, to rotate.
To roll,
yes. Okay, having rolled them, daru kandaka, with a piece of firewood, kudaka sondiyam, kudaka sondiyam kipati. Sondhya is like a pond, and kudaka is small. Sondhi would be like, you see these in Asia? We have like a big rock formation, sometimes pools of water will form and where rocks come together, or in the rock itself. They're like a pool. So kudaka is small. So he would throw them, the hot stones, he would roll them with a trunk, roll them with a piece of wood, and throw them into the small pool of water. Tatto hattam otareva. Okay, tatto just means then. This is ranho. Ranho. Yeah, Ran Ho. Then, Otarepa, this is a causative form. The normal form, Otority, means to go down into, descend into. So the causative, Otareti, will mean what? To what?
To lower,
yeah, to put down. So then having put his trunk down into that pool, Udakasa tatabhavam janitva. Okay, tatta means hot, heated. And now when bhava, this bhava is used as a suffix attached to an adjective, it takes on the meaning of a state, a condition. You see, tatta bhava,
okay.
This word bhava,
okay.
It functions in Pali as well as Sanskrit, the equivalent of, in English we have the suffix N-E-S-S, nis, meaning the state or condition of something. So having known the tatta bhava, the hotness of the water, or more simply put, having known that the water was hot, gatva sataran vandati. Okay, so having known that the water was hot, having known the hotness of the water, having gone, he worshipped the teacher, venerated the teacher. Vandati.
Having gone where?
Having gone to the Buddha, of course.
So again, the accusative satara.
Yeah.
It's shared by.
Yeah, you could understand from the context.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, because he went a little distance to sort of that pool. He had rolled the stones to the pool, made the water hot. And now when he knew that the water was hot, now he goes back to the Buddha and venerates him. Yeah, he cooked the stones in the fire to make the stones hot. Then with a piece of wood, he rolled the stone. Yeah, push the stone to the pool and push the stones, the hot stones, into the pool. the water became hot. Then he would use his trunk to test the, as like a thermometer to test the degree of heat of the water. And when he knew the water was warm enough, then he would go to the, he can't tell the Buddha that the water is ready.
So when did he tell?
Excuse me? No, I said he can't tell.
Yes.
He can't tell the Buddha. He can't speak.
Right.
So as a way of conveying the message, he bows down and worships the Buddha. Vandati is to worship. Ding Li or Jing Li. And then, okay, satta tata gantva nahayati. Satta, the teacher, having gone there, nahayati. Nahayati means what? To bathe. Okay. The teacher is the Buddha. Yeah, the Buddha went there, having gone there, he took a bath. Patta nana vidani palani aharitva deti. Okay, then this word nana vidani means, what just nana vida means various, different kinds. Jong jong. And now because it's describing palani, so palani is neuter plural. So nana vida has to agree with that, so it becomes nana vidani. Aharitva, having brought deity, he would give them, he gave them to the Buddha. So then, the elephant, having brought various kinds of fruits, gave them to the Buddha. Okay. Yada, the next sentence. Yada pana satta gamam pindaya pavisati tada sattu patta chivaram adaya kumbe tapetva Satara sadding yeva gatsati. Okay. Pana means but or then. Okay. It's just a continuative. But when the teacher, the master, entered the verb obesity, entered the village Pindaya. Pindaya is what case? Dative case. And it means what? For alms. Chisha, is that? Chisha. Okay, but when the teacher entered the village for alms, then okay, this long compound here, Patta Chivaram Adaya. Here Adaya is a gerund. You really have to separate that off. And it's just joined with Chivaram just to make it all flow easily. Normally we say Patta Chivarang Adaya. Okay, then having taken, adaya is a gerund which means to take or having taken. Sattu is what case?
Genitive
of what word? Teacher. In other words, the Buddha. And patta, patra is the alms bowl. Chivara is an extra robe. The robe that he's not wearing. So having taken the teacher's bowl, alms bowl, and robe, kumbe, I think it's the shoulder, frontal lobes. Oh, it must be, yeah, the lobes of the head. Yeah, the top of the head. According to the glossary here. Okay, and tappeva means tappeti is to put. We had this in the lesson as one of the causative forms. On page 139, at the bottom, from titati. Titati is to exist, to stand, to be present in a place. Tapepa, causative, is to put in a place. Fangxia, I think. Having place. Okay, having taken the teacher's bowl and robe, having put them on its lobes, satara sadding yeva gachati. He went together with the teacher. And I think that yeva, that emphatic, is there just to emphasize that the elephant is going right along with the Buddha. Gun, four, equa, chu. Rupting, vala, miga, nivaranatam. Mahantang, dandang, sondaya, kahepa. Yava arum u gamana vanasande vicharati. Okay, rutting means at night. Okay, this is commonly used in the commentaries, also in suttas one finds this. Atta, at the end of a word or of a compound, has the sense of atta means, one meaning is purpose. And when it comes at the end of a word or compound, it means for the sake of, for the purpose of. And what that purpose is, that is indicated by the preceding words. So here we have Valamika. Valamika means wild animals. And Nivarana means warding off, keeping away. Yeah, we have it in the glossary, 136. But the glossary gives for the purpose of preventing. But maybe it's a little hard to make sense with that word. But you could also take Nivarana for warding off or keeping away. Okay, for the purpose of keeping away the wild animals. Mahantang dandang sondaya gahepa, having taken with its trunk a big stick. Dandang is stick. Mahantang, this is from maha, which means big or great. Yava Arun Ugamana Vanasande Vicharate. Yava means as far as or until. And it's accompanied by, or it goes along with the noun in the ablative. And that noun here is Arun Ugamana. Ugamana means, it's literally, it's going up, and Aruna is the dawn. So as far as the, we maybe call this daybreak, the rising of dawn, the coming of dawn. He would wander, be charity, walk around, wander around. This Vanasande, this grove, woodland grove. Shall I read that all again? Okay, starting with Yadapana. But when the teacher, the Buddha, entered the village for alms, then the elephant, I'll put it into normal English, then the elephant would take the teacher's bowl and robe, put it on top of its lobes, and go along with the teacher. At night, for the purpose of keeping away the wild animals, the elephant would take a big stick with its trunk and wander around the forest grove until the arrival of the dawn. Yeah, it's just a matter of getting, it's actually, when you get used to the style, it's pretty easy, you have to say. not difficult. It's just a matter of getting used to the style. Yeah. But it reads very smoothly.
When you do it.
For example, Dharma, the book gave us the translation walking stick. So I said, so you're moving about with.
Oh, Dunda! I see.
So is he walking about with a walking stick? And then to prevent wild animals, he walks about with walking stick.
So then you should edit this.
Well, you see.
I wasn't sure if it's the elephant doing this or the teacher was doing it. I thought the teacher went to.
Yeah, it doesn't mention the subject, but it does say having grabbed it with its trunk.
Right, but then if somebody is cooking stone, and then somebody is doing the size, how many people are there?
Yeah. We don't know who is cooking the stone.
You
know
the story, I think it's really bizarre.
Yeah. It really
makes
sense. Okay.
We know the story, probably. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Exactly. We didn't know the story.
Yeah, let's try the next one. Should we go on?
Yeah.
Okay. Atite Kira Bharanasiam. Salitaka sipe nipatting patto eko pita sapti ahosi. Oh, I see a cripple. Okay. Oh, this is a little strange. The art of slinging stones.
Exactly. Yeah, clear passage.
Okay. 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 First, this Kira has the sense of it is said. It means something that has come down by hearsay. Maybe a little bit like Ting Shuo. Yeah. It indicates a story or when somebody tells something that they've heard from another person, they'll use this Kira. It indicates almost that there's like a little element of uncertainty or doubt. But also it's used for narratives, like for narrating a traditional story.
So that's what we're supposed to translate for that part.
Chuan Shuo. We're
trying to find
the
stable.
Chuan Shuo.
Story.
Yeah, legend. Yeah. Chuan Shuo. Chuan Shuo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That word expression comes. Chuan Shuo. Yeah, I just came across it.
Passed around. It's something. Yeah. But it's not certain, but it's
yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I know.
Chuan Shuo is a person reporting what they've heard. Chuan Shuo is more like what tradition says. Yes. I think it came in the sentence. Chuan Shuo Yue. Shui jiao, bu guan, yan jing, bu bi,
guan,
bu bi,
guan bi, you're saying guan, that's supposed to be bi,
Guan is like closing a door.
Guan and Bi are the same thing.
Yeah.
Guan and Bi, but we use Bi instead of Guan.
In this case, Bi, yeah, yeah.
Guan means like a door.
Yeah. No. Bi, yeah. Bi Yanjing.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, so Kira, it is so the story goes, once upon a time, a tite in the past, you know, like this is narrating, comes in Jataka stories, Dhammapada stories, narrating something that happened in the past. Varanasayan, this is what's called now Benares or Varanasi, big city of India. And this is what case, Varanasayan? Locative. Okay, so there was Eko Ahosi, there was Eko Pita Sapi. So one cripple. Who had reached Nipatting. Nipatting means success. Yeah, it gives, the glossary gives completion, conclusion, end, but I think it's in the sense of success. And then Salita Kasipe, again without the glossary I wouldn't have known, but it's the art of slinging stones. Sipa is art. Craft. S-I-P-P-A. And Salitaka, I mean, I wouldn't have known without the glossary.
It was locative.
Yeah, in the art. He reached success, achievement, mastery in the art of slinging stones. So, Nagara Dvare Ekasa Vatarukasa Heta Nisino Sakara Kipipa Tasapanani Chindanto. Again, it's a very long sentence. Hati Rupakang no Dasehi Asarupakang no Dasehi Ti Gama Dara Kehi Vuchamano Ichit Ichitani Rupani Dasetva Tesang Santika Kadani Yadini Labati. Very, very long sentence. Let's take it in pieces. Okay, so Nagara Dvare Ekasa Vatarukasa Heta Nisino. Okay, he, this cripple, seated, Heta means below. This is one of those post positions. We have this in the grammar section. On page 140. And it goes along generally with a genitive, but sometimes I think it can take an accusative. But here, it takes a genitive. So, at the entrance to the city, Nagara Dvare, he was sitting below, underneath one Vatarukha. According to a glossary, this is a banyan tree. At the door of the city, the gate at the city gate. Sakara kipiva. Sakara is a feminine, here I think it's a plural, meaning pebbles. Of course, it's an accusative, having thrown pebbles. Tasa panani chindanto. Tasa of it must refer to the tree. Of course, panani are leaves. And chindanto means cutting. Or break, here the sense means it's breaking. Or actually it's like he throws the pebbles through the leaves. Yeah, this I can see is really difficult and complicated.
Chintati is to throw?
Chintati is usually it means to cut.
Cut off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here it's cutting the leaves. What he's doing is throwing pebbles at the leaves and making holes in them. You'll see what the meaning is from the rest of the sentence. It's not really conceivable that anybody could do this. Okay. Okay. You have this statement in bracket, in parenthesis, quotation marks. Hati rupakam no dasehi, asa rupakam no dasehi. Okay, dasaiti means show, to show. It's from, related to pasati, which means to see. Dasaiti is the causative form, to show. And the no here is us. I have to say, this passage, this one is too difficult.
No.
No is, it's called the encletic personal pronoun. Oh, let's see. Yeah, you have it on page 68. Yeah, it's pretty, I have to say, it's too tricky. Okay, so they're saying, the boys, Hati Rupakam. Okay, Hati is elephant. Rupaka is image. Xiang. Yeah. The image, the form of an elephant. Okay, so the boys, the village boys, Gamadaraka, are saying, show us the form of an elephant. Asa Rupakam. Asa is horse. Show us the form of a horse. And vuchamano is passive present participle, being told, being spoken to. Gamadarakehi, by the village boys. Ichitani. Ichita means wished or desired. And duplicating it means whatever is desired. And it's all a present, a past participle describing rupani, which means forms, images. Dasetva means having showed. First, now I'm explaining just word for word, then I'll put it all together. Dasaipa, having showed, tesam, of them, santika, means in the presence of, or we could say more loosely, from them, tesam, santika, from them, kadaniyam, kadaniya means it's originally an optative participle, future passive participle, meaning to be eaten. But it takes on an independent meaning as a noun, meaning food. Then adini, the grammar section explained, the adi at the end, it's used in the commentaries to mean etc. and so forth. Labhati, gain. So now let's put this all together. It's even difficult to know where to start. Okay. I would have to break up the sentence and make several independent English sentences. So I would say, he sat below, or sat beneath one banyan tree at the gate, at the city gate. Having thrown gravel or pebbles, he would cut or the leaves. And when he was asked or told by the village boys, show us the form of an elephant, show us the form of a horse. Having showed them whatever forms they wanted, they wished for, he would gain food and other things from them. In other words, this is the way he passed his time. He would just stay around this tree. Then the village boys would come to him and say, ask him to use his art to show, create images of different animals from the leaves. And he would throw the stones at the leaves and knock off leaves so that the remaining leaves would form the image of a particular animal.
Anything more practical?
And in return, the village boys would, from their homes, they would get food and other requirements, old clothing. He would knock off certain leaves so that he would be able, when he was so skilled in throwing stones, that he would knock off leaves so that the remaining leaves would form this, the shape of an elephant or a horse.
What is the function of santika?
Santika, again, this is, I think it's a postposition. Maybe it was originally ablative, but it's indeclinable. But it takes on the meaning in the presence of.
Okay.
in the vicinity of.
Of what?
Of them, which means the boys.
Of the boys.
Yeah. But then it takes on the extended meaning from them.
Does it require a particular declension for its object?
Genitive.
It has to be genitive? So we don't have the genitive here.
Te sang, santika, from.
But then te sang would be singular, isn't it?
Plural, in the presence of them, that is of the boys, the village boys.
Okay, plural would be the boys.
Yeah.
Te sang is. Oh, it is plural, yes.
Yeah, this is pretty difficult, but
when we have this adini at the end of the word,
yeah.
What form does it take on? Here, I would think it's the accusative. Because it's
it will take on. It can be defined in any way.
In any way.
Yeah. It could become, say, if you have. The sentence requires a genitive, so you could have, like, sometimes speaking about the five aggregates and the commentaries. You might say, Rupa Dinang Anichatang Nyatva. Okay, Rupa Dinang. This means, it's Adinang. Adinang is genitive plural. Of form, etc. Rupa is form, material form. Etc. Okay, anicchatam nyatva, having known the impermanence of form, etc. Then you know, like this is typical in the commentaries, when they have a group of standard doctrinal categories, like the five aggregates, they'll just mention the first and then they'll put adi. And since the reader knows that when form is mentioned, they're referring to the five aggregates, so they'll just fill in the five aggregates.
Yeah, that's dung dung. In Chinese, it would be
dung dung.
Yeah, or just one dung. Either adi or adi is
dung
or
dung. Dung
dung. Yeah. But kadani ya.
Yeah. Kadani ya din.
But that's not the accusative form, is it?
That's accusative.
It is accusative?
Yeah. Adini, it's accusative, plural accusative, neuter. Neuter.
Also, adini itself also has to be declined.
It has to be declined, yeah.
Okay.
If it's a sentence which needs a genitive, then you could have, as I said, rupadinam. Should I write that?
Or can you? I'm trying to figure out what declension to follow. What adini, and that's accusative.
It will follow the declension, I think, of adi, of neuter nouns ending in I. Adi.
I think we must have.
Anyway, it's treated as parallel to the neuter nouns ending in A, Ani, except that it has an I instead of the A.
Okay.
Let's see, 1122.
It's always plural.
Yeah, the adi would always be plural. It could be, if there's some items that have to be masculine, for example, enumerating types of animals. In fact, here, I think we just had it. No, this is rupakadini. But they might be enumerating animals. Say, hati as adayo. Yeah, then it's like the adi. Is then declined like a masculine noun ending in. I think so. Anyway, I'm not sure about that. And okay, we'll stop here. Any questions on? What we've done so far. Okay. Maybe should I do the prefixes? I was going to do that. Might as well do them. I don't know if I'll get everyone. Maybe I have to plan this, do it, collect the different prefixes, otherwise I'm likely to overlook some.
We're going to have to have a compound.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A new first class to keep up.
That printout has all the prefixes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the suffix.
Oh.
And the explanation.
Yeah. Okay, then it's all there.
I didn't come to it.
Yeah.
I didn't go into it.
That's in three, yeah.
I did.
Okay. Thank you. Very first class.
Yeah, yeah. That sheet.
Right, you get to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I should give you a copy also. Okay, so that will be it then.
Yeah.